In Focus continues here on a Tuesday morning, News Radio KMAN. I'm Brandon Peoples, chatting today with Ron Wells, Riley County Commissioner in District 3. Again, this is his final appearance as County Commissioners. He'll be his term will come up to an end here in January. But we're getting kind of some reminiscing here of his 8 years on the commission and some of the things that are going well here for the county. And if you have any comments, you can certainly give us a call, 785-537-1350. We are seeing some changes. We have seen a lot of changes this year, especially with the COVID-19 pandemic playing out. And, you know, a lot of that has been with, I think, more of a focus on local government here from the public standpoint. And I think that's good that maybe the public's engaging a little bit more. But you have your meetings virtually now. The meetings have been happening on YouTube for a few months now. And how would you say that's going? And do you think that's going to continue here into next year?
I'm sure it will, because it's I know John Ford, Stump Ford initially. My only reservation was I was afraid of the cost. Then when I found out it wasn't that much, you know, somebody bought the cameras and things like that. So I'm content with it. This way the citizens can do that whenever they want to. One comment is the real adamant people that wanted to always see that is, okay, you couldn't attend the meeting because you were working. Okay, so what are you doing? You're sitting at work watching Zoom on your employer's dime? I mean, give me a break there. And I know the first few Zoom, I guess it was on Facebook there, why I was looking at the number of hits or the number of people watching. But I think it's working out well because it's all established and everything. And the reason we couldn't do like Channel 3 and the City Commission, because we had those gaps in there in between our agendas. And it'd be a lot of dead air time. So the Zoom's fine, and I see no problem with just continuing it.
Yeah. Well, I was kind of catching up on yesterday's meeting here a little late in the game, but saw that yesterday the commission moved forward with wanting to create a public information officer position, which I was kind of curious about, because for the last few months we've seen Vivian Uccello from the city handling those duties along with David Adams from EMS, and kind of wondered if that might be a possibility at some point. We've seen, I think, Pottawatomie County added a PIO here a few months ago. There's just so much information that you guys are trying to get out in a timely fashion. I know how difficult that can be.
Well, it was additional money. The first 64 weeks, I think, something like that, would be grant money. But I kind of weighed that. And Dave Adams, he has more than his hands full. We need someone that, when there's a big grass fire, tornado, other any weather, related event, the EMS, the fire, everybody's going to be busy, and we need somebody independent. The city person has done an excellent job, but the city needs her back for the time, and I guess it's time for us to face up and have a PIO, because it came in very handy that year when the lake was so high and we had to give reports every day on whether or not to open those gates up there, one thing and another. So I went ahead and voted to fill that position, and because I felt it was very important.
And I understand it's a grant funded, so would it be just for 1 year, or how would that work?
It said 64 weeks, so a little over a year or so. But the nice thing of it is the incoming commission then will be able to address this when they do the 2022 budget. So whether or not they continue, so we didn't necessarily stop anybody's future commission from taking action on that.
Okay. Be interesting to see how that all works. And, obviously the health department, I was talking to someone yesterday just about how taxed all these health departments have got to be, not just here in Riley County, but all over the country, because this has been just such a challenging year. And, they haven't been met with all high praise from everybody, and they've had their own criticisms here this year. But how would you rate the way the health department has handled everything?
I think they've done a very good job. As a matter of fact, you said that they're very, very busy. Yesterday, I had a little deal come up. I needed to talk to them, and I tried several different departments. The message board was full and stuff, you know, so they're just constantly busy. But the director got back with me fairly quickly right after I'd left the message, and we addressed the issue. So I think they're doing an excellent job, as well as can be expected. When I say that, we haven't had COVID-19 before. And so every day is a new experience, basically. And we don't want an overreach, because being a businessman, and I hear from business people here in town, they're hurt. A lot of them have lost millions, some of the large corporations there. So that's a balancing act, and I'm glad I don't have to be the sole person to make a say on that, because you can't just shut down completely. But on the other hand, we can't let the COVID-19 virus run rampant either. So I think that currently we're doing the best job possible.
You know, I was traveling through Nebraska this past weekend, and I don't know what their numbers are like up there. I think it's maybe a little bit worse in some sections, but it was a very different environment from what I've seen here in Riley County. I'll say that. I actually went to one place to eat yesterday and saw a bunch of firefighters come in, and you know, nobody was wearing masks, which was a little bit shocking to me. Mm-hmm. You know, coming into the restaurant, and not a single one of them had masks on, and it's a different world from state to state and really county to county, I guess.
Well, I noticed last night on the national news, on the surrounding states, Kansas was one of three where we were a different color. We were doing well, and I was glad to see that. And from a county commission standpoint, you know, we caught a lot of flack on the mandate on masks. Well, we would have had to have done that had the city not acted on the mandate, because that's where the bulk of the population is. But I still received some pushback from some people pointing out that one of the school districts, well, they don't realize the county commission doesn't operate the school district. They can operate the mandate mask on their own. The reason I didn't want to mandate it in the county, because in the rural areas, it's a lot of isolation, and if the farmers are helping each other harvest wheat and things, they're out in open air and stuff. And so I felt that the city mandate pretty well covered 75% of the population of Raleigh County. So that's why we didn't mandate a mask, because it might create unnecessary stress. You know, you get four or five farmers pulled into a co-op elevator to dump their grain at the same time, and a passerby see them without a mask or something, it could cause undue problems for them. So that's why we took that action.
I see. All right. Talking with Ron Wells here, Riley County Commissioner in District 3. We're going to take our final break here of the show, but if you have any questions, give us a call, 785-537-1350. We'll return in just a moment here on KMAN.